This morning, we continue and expand our exploration, our befriending with thoughts. Before we start the guided meditation together, I just want to say a few words about mindfulness of thinking. So, thinking is something that we all do regularly. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's not a problem. It's not a problem to think. And the idea in meditation is not necessarily to stop all thoughts and have no thoughts. That's not the goal. Even though sometimes some people imagine that that is the goal, to meditate and stop all thoughts, have an empty mind. That's not exactly our goal in this tradition. That's not what we're aiming for. So our aim is not to stop, get rid of, halt thinking. That is not our goal. What is our goal is to stop struggling against them. And also to overcome being preoccupied with our thoughts. It's that entanglement, it's that attachment, is that incessant engagement. Overcoming that is what we cultivate and what we train ourselves for. Thoughts can come and go as they please, as they wish. They are free to come and go. But we don't have to be involved. We don't have to stress that, oh, we're having a thought, or to be preoccupied. So neither to resist nor to be entangled and get overwhelmingly involved in them. So neither push away or pull towards, but to be with. Allow them to come and go, arise and pass away. And just to recognize, this is what's happening right now. Thinking is happening right now. The reality of this moment, the truth of this moment, is that thinking is happening. It's not good, it's not bad. This is what's happening. So that allows us to have a much more spacious relationship with thoughts. They're not our master. Thinking is not our master. It doesn't take the reins and drive the whole show, and neither do we give it power to completely agonize us, not just because of its contents, but also because we can't stop it. It can come and go. It's like a guest coming and going, visiting, and we can be stable, spacious, calm, with ease, seeing the coming and goings of thinking. Often, thinking can have reverberations in our bodies. We can feel the effect, the reverberations of thinking as tingling, as movement, as pressure, heat, vibration in the body, as the physical manifestation of thinking. Thinking has residue in the body. It actually always does, even though we rarely notice it. But every thought actually does have a residue in the body, a movement, a manifestation, a physical manifestation. Sometimes repetitive, incessant thinking and thoughts arise because there is emotion underneath them. As I mentioned the other day, emotions can serve as a thought factory, creating thought widgets. At a fast and furious pace. And all we see sometimes is just the widgets. We just see the thoughts repeating. And in order to really understand what's happening, we need to look underneath, look at the factory, at the emotions. Sit with the emotions in the body. As Gil described yesterday, using RAFT, R-A-F-T. Recognizing allowing feeling and teasing apart. So this morning, working with mindfulness of thinking is not about stopping thoughts, but it's about befriending them in a way to allow them to come and go without being moved, either compulsively following them, becoming engaged, nor wanting them to stop, therefore struggling that, oh, I have so many thoughts. That frustration, no need for that either. So with that, if you aren't already in your meditation posture, I invite you to get into your meditation posture. And gently, if you wish, to close your eyes. Allowing the body to be soft and relaxed. And if any tension is found anywhere, if tension has crept in anywhere, just check in and soften and relax that area some more. Feeling settled and the body receiving the sensations of breathing within the framework of the body. This body seated, alive, present. Sitting and breathing, this body, sitting and breathing. And when you notice there is thinking arising, thinking happening, you can feel, it can be like puffs of cloud at a distant sky. The sky is spacious. Spacious sky. It's like your spacious mind. The clouds take little space. They come and go. They're fluffy. They're empty. Without weight. Or much significance, really. Empty clouds passing through. Perhaps even dissolving and disappearing. Who knows? Passing through. Just noticing them. Don't need to be bothered. Don't need to be engaged. Or try to stop the clouds. The sky is spacious enough. The sky of the mind is spacious. Clouds can come and go. It's not a problem. Simply notice that there are clouds. some clouds are white. Some are puffy. Some are rain clouds. Some are nebulous. Let them all pass through, noticing, thinking. Thinking is arising. Mind is vast, like the sky. The mind is not affected. No need to be engaged or involved. And no need to push them away, want to squash them, stop them. Just being aware, at peace, stable, spacious. Sometimes when the clouds pass through in the vast sky, on the land below, the vast land below, one can see the shadow passing through also. With this metaphor, thoughts, thinking being the clouds, shadow passing through, is some energetic movement, sensations in the body that pass through also as thinking arises and passes away. Sometimes it's easier to feel the energy movement, the sensations through the body. And some thoughts pass through. Sometimes it's harder. Either way, it's okay. If it is noticed, if it becomes available to you this morning, you can notice that also. You can also notice as thinking passes through, there are some sensations that arise and pass away in the body. Again, sometimes noticeable, sometimes not. Don't strain. Receive only if available right now. mindfulness of thinking. As I mentioned, our aim in this practice is not to stop thoughts. They do, as a byproduct of the mind settling, unifying, calming. Thoughts, thinking, does tend to calm down, but that's not the goal. This is a path of freedom, of ease, and that's always our aim, to have equanimity with anything arising and passing away, anything. Thoughts, emotions, etc. So, equanimity means not moving towards, not moving away from. So learning, training, cultivating, allowing thinking to rise and pass without moving towards and getting preoccupied, involved, engaged, enchanted, completely enchanted, or pushing thoughts away, pushing them away. Stop now. Stop. Go away. Bad mind. Bad mind. No thoughts. So neither of those. Neither pushing or pulling away. So we have time for a question or two. What does it feel like to make your mind like the sky?
I guess it's difficult for me to make my awareness that large.
It's hard to make your awareness that large. Okay. More challenging than focusing. Okay. All right, well, I'll do an exercise with you and with everyone for a minute. So close your eyes. Settle into your body. Just take a few breaths and settle. No rush, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just settle. Allowing awareness to settle in the body, sitting and breathing. Feeling in-breath and out-breath moving on its own through the abdomen, say, through the whole body. It's nothing you have to do. It does breathing by itself. Breathing does itself. Now, allow yourself to feel your whole body, entire body sitting, breathing, sensations of the entire body, feet, legs, sit bones, abdomen, chest, arms, hands, face, the whole body. sitting and breathing, expanding your awareness. Gently, it's not hard work. Just letting the body to be perceived from the inside, to be sensed, to be felt as much as possible, without straining, just relaxing, receiving whatever sensations reveal themselves. And now, notice the edge of your body. It's hard to notice it, but imagine the edge of your body didn't end at your skin, but it extended by a couple of inches. Sitting, breathing, body a little more expanded. Now allow. Feel your body's, the edge doesn't end again at 2 inches, but extends. Extends through the room. No edge, extends. Can drop the edge, can drop the border, and just feel. Sitting, breathing, expansive. As if breathing in and breathing out the whole room and beyond. Spacious, no edges, no borders. Resting, simply resting. Now there's no place. It's just expanded. Spacious. Space. Sensations of breathing coming and going, being sensed in this vast, vast space. Vast space. Spacious. Resting, resting in space. Feeling your body, maybe even rubbing your hands against your legs, coming back to your body. Feeling this body here right now seated. Maybe moving your body a little bit, tiny bit, before opening your eyes. So that's one practice that can help with that. And you can experiment with that in your own time. Is that helpful, Cedric? Yeah, okay. I have time for one quick question, not a guided meditation, but a quick question. Yeah, that's an excellent question. How do you know the difference between when it's wise to let the thoughts pass and when it's time to go and check out the thought factory and take your raft to the thought factory? Yeah, great question. If the thoughts are repetitive, they keep coming incessant, then it's probably something that's not resolved. There is an emotion. So that's how you know if the widgets look similar, if the same widgets keep coming, different styles but same widgets, but if the thoughts are of different shapes and sizes, like, then that would be the distinction. Does that help? Need to stop. One quick announcement. Our dear PM manager is not feeling well today, so she is going to take the afternoon to rest and recover. And one of the resident volunteers, Eileen, is going to step in and support us today. Thank you. And Eileen is there, so you know what she looks like. Great, thank you. Have a wonderful day of practice. Enjoy.